The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. For the Bridgeway Hotel, with a huge 7-metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.
Great to have you coming to Adelaide, the Rush Hour. We are out on location at our favourite destination, the one and only Bridgeway Hotel. Give it up. Give it up for the Bridgeway and give it up.
Beautiful.
Give it up for the Mr. 5-2, Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. For the last time, Juice, we're going to do it one more time.
Beautiful, Luke.
And g'day, family. How are you, family? Good to be here.
It is good to be here. Wouldn't be the last show. Wouldn't be a Rush Hour if I didn't ask you for a cricket score.
Louis, right. Now, Pakistan are chasing... Now, hang on. Australia are none for 185,
Yeah.
Burns is 84 and Davey Warner, 93, not out. And the Pakistanis, they won't get a wicket for the next week, the way we're batting.
Yeah. No,
honestly, Lou.
Not much chop. What about the debacle to Davey Warner holding up play at the start?
Yes.
Didn't have his baggy green. And yeah. Ironically, the man he had to borrow it off was Cam Bancroft.
Was there any materials inside the cap or
probably
not?
Probably a little salty. Jeez, what are the odds of that?
I would have said,
come on, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Enough's enough. All right. So much
where
to
do
get
we go?
Through.
Yeah, where do we start?
I don't know where I need to start, but all I need to say is how good was the front bar last night, the cricket version?
Yeah, loved it.
Outstanding.
I loved it.
And the bit I loved the most was that it was only 24 cans per person back in the day at the MCG per day. 24 cans,
how
no more, Jar.
That?
No more.
I loved it. Tomo and Brian Lara.
Very, very funny. And I've only just stumbled on this, and it's taken me 5 years to get to this point, but we've always been asking Jars to tell the milk story. Every single time. So my wish for today is to get some kind of recollection of what you went to go for to get your milk.
Oh, Lou.
And how I haven't put that together and gone with Milk Story, Toy Story 1, 2, 3 and 4 and got myself a bit of Tom Hanks and a bit of Tim Allen involved. I don't know, Charles. I haven't been doing my job.
No, I can't go there.
Can't go there. No, all right.
Maz is listening.
I just thought I'd ask. You know, just maybe personally record it for me.
It was a long time, Lou.
And send it to me. For those who don't know, what Charles and I do as a pre-show warm-up, we weren't able to do today, what Charles normally does, sends me 2 hours of his highlights. He says, here, watch this. This will get you in the mood.
I did not.
He does.
I did not.
Every day of the show, I've done it, except for today. So I can't promise anything great today because I haven't been around greatness.
Oh, Lou.
Can I ask you?
Yes, Lou.
Can I ask you what your good mate, Leighton Hewitt, was doing, letting my boy Nick Kyrgios out of the Davis Cup?
He cost us the Davis Cup against Canada. Canada don't know how to play tennis.
They do.
Well done, Lele. Gee. Well done. He's like Neil Craig. Can't make a decision under pressure.
See, I was starting to wonder whether Kyrgios had been up all night playing Fortnite and was too tired.
Anyway,
but apparently
we're bombed out, Luke.
He got a collarbone.
Who has?
Tennis Australia said out he's hurt his collarbone.
Bull dust.
That's why he couldn't play.
Nah, don't like that, Lulu.
Mate, it was a bit of the old joystick. You know
what
I'm saying?
What a crowd, Lou.
I love this crowd.
Yeah, better give him a chance to get involved. How much do we love Jars?
I love you, Adelaide.
How much do you love me?
Yeah. Oh, my God, no.
That's why I'm getting the ass. Not quite as much as Jars.
No clap for anything. How much do you love me?
No.
Boom.
I told you. No, very well done too, because Murph's our warm-up guy. He's doing a great job today. He's fantastic,
Mr.
Mate.
Radio.
I think.
Yeah. On Tinder too, he is.
I'm not sure, Jas, but I think I'm just getting
Luke.
It through that Channel 44 said they need a warm-up guy.
Ah, nice, nice.
All right. To the punter that came up to Jas and said, you look like you've lost 15 kilos. That'd be so sweet of you on his final show to tell him he looks skinny.
Mate, I was emotional when he said that.
Then they said they look like I've been through a divorce. I've lost that much weight.
Yeah, but you look good.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you get the ass, mate. You get stressed. Worried about where your next meal's coming from. I'm doing a renovation. All that sort of stuff.
Why don't we start a courier business?
A courier?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Courier parcels and what? Boxes.
Headphones.
I tell you what we could do. We could get you onto Light and Easy. That'd be a good start.
Come on, Carol.
We could do headphones like Cassie back in the day.
We're getting wet. Right.
We've got a big show to get through. That's the sort of stuff you'll get next hour and no more.
Diesel's coming up too, Lou.
Jars and Louis, Rush Hour, live from the Bridgeway Hotel, 104.7 Triple M. That man in front of me, as good as hands over his ears, probably not the best place to make a phone call. We've got Andrew Jarman and Dale Lewis and the Quiz With No Name coming up in 5 minutes.
Yeah, big chance to give away $1,000 to Jars on
our
last
show.
Are you feeling it? You're fresh?
Today I am. Nostrils are flaring. Yes. Everything's flaring at the minute, Lou.
You always were a big occasion player.
Oh, Lou.
I've asked the kitchen too, for those regulars of the show, I know this. I've asked them just to come past in a moment. with the smell, the waft of hot chips.
That's it.
Just to get you right up.
Get
and
me
about,
going, Luke.
Get you aroused. All right, there's a bit of footy news
there
getting around.
Yep.
Geelong have re-signed Paddy Dangerfield to the end of time.
Well, four-year deal.
So
he's 29 at the minute. Why?
End of 2024, Paddy.
Why?
So he's got a four-year extension on what he had going. Clearly, obviously, trying to lock him away because he, you know, might want to have another baby move somewhere else.
Yeah, he might do that.
Potentially.
I reckon the last the final 2 years of that contract, he'll play more up forward.
Yeah.
A bit like Ablett's doing at the moment.
He
is it successful?
Be,
does it work?
He will be the version, the 2.0 Gary Ablett Sr. at the end of his career.
Yeah, okay.
He could play out of the square for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, easily. Fair enough.
Dangerfield.
Anyway.
All right, some other footy news, and this is a big one for Adelaide fans, and in particular the Adelaide Crows. Jack Lekosius putting pen to paper.
Yes.
And fanboy Murph's not happy because he had his eyes set on him coming back. 2022 now, so that's Ben King.
Yep.
Isaac Rankin.
Correct.
And Jack Lekosius all staying put up there on the Gold Coast.
It's a big boost for the Suns, and that shows them that they're doing something right to retain a talent like his. Because Lekosius was, you know, he's a number one priority for the Adelaide Crows moving forward. Can replace Tex Walker's role when Tex finally retires. That's where he was going to end up playing. But well done to young Jack, and that's a little bit of loyalty, which is nice to see.
And also
a little bit.
What you'll also get in 2022, he'll be around
about cherry ripe, Luke.
22, 23, ready to hit the prime.
Ooh.
And I think it's really clever. You stay out of the fishbowl
until
you're ready to handle it, and you've got all your experience and all the runs on the board, and then come home. So
well done to young Jack.
Sounds pretty good. As I said earlier, the MCG, they're doing stuff. They're trying to reduce their carbon footprint.
Okay. So what are they up to now?
It's an environmental reboot.
Right.
All right. I know you love a reboot, restump, a rewire, and a replump. I don't know whether Ross Lyon's got anything to do with this, but if he does, I'm liking it.
What's he up to?
Bring your own coffee cups to the MCG.
Is that serious?
They're banning paper plates, plastic knives and forks.
Yeah, straws.
I mean, the members are going, really? How does that affect us?
So you've got to bring your own coffee mug.
Yeah, they want you to bring your own coffee mugs. They're reusable types,
how
so they can
that?
Help.
Yeah,
with the carbon
footprint.
Yeah,
I like it.
Do you like that?
I support it.
All right.
Adelaide Oval should look at it. Chandler?
Absolutely.
No, I'm serious.
Rush
should look at it. What about your beers? Can you just bring your own frothies?
Bring your own beers, no.
That's still...
Still, no. Yeah, you got to get a
still in the plastic cup.
Need a time machine. Got to go back to 1978 to bring your own beer. The AFL and Gatorade are part of company.
Yeah.
The big sponsorship, the drink sponsor. So no more Gatorade showers after the game.
Yeah, you weren't a fan, were you?
You did not like that one iota. I mean, I'd like to see a deal done with the pickle juice companies, which the guys are on.
So what would you go back to water?
Well, if you had one choice for one sponsor from a liquid point of view, who would you get?
Me?
Yeah, if you wanted.
For a liquid? Milo.
Milo. Yeah. Again, we come back to the milk.
Oh, yes.
Is that what, well, you're out of Milo as well, or just just milk?
I had to get a video on Milo, milk. But for me, Milo, Lou.
Yeah, me too. I need to play something else. This is not to do with our football. It's to do with the chosen one, Jose Mourinho.
Mourinho.
All right, has spoken for the first time. Those not following it, Spurs sacked their man.
Yeah, poncho head.
Pochettino.
That'll do.
Will do. And he has been replaced by the chosen
Jose.
One, Jose.
Jose.
Big issues on whether he's got any humility about him whatsoever. I actually liken him to you a little bit. He's a bit like your good self, Jazz. I mean, if only he could learn to sniff in between grabs, right?
What's he said?
But Jose was asked about, obviously, is he a little bit more humble this time around? I reckon it lasted all of about 3 minutes.
Are you worried that if you're going to be humble, maybe you'll lose some of that?
No. I was always humble. The problem is that you didn't understand that. I was always humble, in my way.
Do you think not winning the final in the Champions League pay at all in the squad of Mauricio Pochettino?
I don't know, because I never lost a Champions League final.
He didn't last long.
I tell you what, it's just...
He didn't last long, Luke.
It's just with an accent, is it not?
A bad one at that.
I actually thought that was you dubbing, Jose.
He was going okay, Luke. He was going okay.
Oh, very nicely done. And the other one I need to bring your attention to, what are your thoughts on the Flying Fox, on the Fox cricket coverage? Just the overhead camera.
Love it.
Like it?
Oh, I do. I love it.
Yep.
Learning lots about players staying in their crease. I love it when the wicketkeeper, good for the wicketkeeper to learn how his technique's going up, but his gloves are.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoy it. Yeah. You were supportive of it, or you don't really care?
I like it on the 7 metre screen out here at the Bridgeway. That's about the only thing I like about it. All right.
I love it. I actually love it. I don't mind it.
Are you playing cricket again this year anytime
Look,
soon?
Look, there has been no thought of that at the moment. I mean, yeah.
Is it true that
the fungus is the priority?
Is it true that the offers came thick and fast but have since dried up?
Once the word got out
yeah.
that I need to lose some weight and yeah. get the fungus under control, it did drop off a little bit. My management will be out in the marketplace very shortly.
Should we have renamed this segment? Yeah, nah.
$1,000 up for grabs. Yeah. And hopefully we're going to give it away right here at the Bridgeway Hotel. Quiz with no name coming up next on the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10 guilty.
The Rush Hour's Quiz with No Name.
Big occasion, Jars.
This
big
is it,
money.
Lou.
We're out at the Bridgeway Hotel. If you're floating around the area, come on down. Yep. Been down here all day, Triple M family. Kicked it off with Brew and Dits and some breakfast, and now we're here to bring it home, and then Diesel. Diesel.
The big D.
To wrap things up after us, Jars. Yep. All right. We've got a live one sitting right in front of us. Who we got for the quiz with no name today?
Look, Andy from Vale Park joins us. He's a Kilburn Football Club legend.
Yep.
He told you and I that he was basically the fullback of the century at the Kilburn Footy Club, the Chicks.
It's probably the first thing he said to us. And then he said, and also I'm a lawyer.
And he's a lawyer. And a flog-like behaviour, I felt.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a coach meet and greet tonight with their new coach, Gav Lauder.
Right. Okay.
Oh, well, Gus.
He's got to meet and greet and get through us first. Give him one of your special Andrews.
Undy. G'day, Undy. Welcome.
G'day, boys. Thanks for doing your research.
Well, any of that true, Andrew, at all?
I'm actually the second ruck of the century now.
There you go.
Bit too old and slow to play fullback. So.
He's moving on. He's finding a way to stay relevant. I like it. Right. All right, mate. You got 10 questions, 60 seconds. You got one Automasters lifeline. Any more, Joe?
No, only the one, Lou.
Just the one.
That's it. For
Sorry,
the last one.
Andy. Thought I'd try.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here we
time
go.
Starts at the end of the first question. For the final time.
Here we go, Lou.
The quiz with no name. Here's juice.
Okay. What's the name of Adelaide's baseball team this season? Bite or Giants?
Name the Aussie who picked up the most wickets yesterday at the Gabba.
Nathan Lyon.
Spell the last name of Alex Dimonor. Dimonor.
D-I-M.
See you later.
Sorry, Andy.
Oh, it's a mic drop.
Andy, sorry,
it's
mate.
A mic drop.
Honestly, not.
Kill the music.
Kill the music. Luke, Andy.
For those who know the show, what happens now? You got three wrong in a row, Jars. I cannot believe it.
We can't
on our
go
final
with Andy.
Show.
You can't do it, Andy.
We got to shut this shit down.
Andy, you're a lawyer. You're...
0-3 means...
0-3 for our last ever quiz.
Sorry, too busy yesterday to watch the cricket.
Don't give us that rubbish.
Andy, thanks for playing. I don't even think you get a great prize. I really don't, Murph.
Sean?
Yeah, redo it. We're not going to redo it.
We're not going to redo it.
No.
Double
pass to Screaming Jets, Bridgeway Hotel, the 30th of May next year. Head to bridgewayhotel.com.au for tickets. Okay, well done. Mate.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
How do you feel, Andy? You're going to go to the Kilburn Footy Club tonight.
I'm not sure I'll go down there now.
Do you know the funny part is I'm sitting here wearing a Giants cap right in front of him. Got it yesterday, you and I.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm speechless. I'm,
that's it. That's the last one ever.
But I'm glad it kind of went out that way.
Yeah, a bit like Seinfeld.
Yeah, you know.
The last episode.
Done and dusted. Johnny wants us to do it again. That's not going to happen.
No, we're not.
No.
That's a tight ship, mate. Tight ship here, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Diesel's got to get on.
Do you want to give the answers, Norton 3?
Yeah. Adelaide's baseball team is the Giants.
Yeah.
The Aussie who picked up most wickets yesterday, Andy. Mitch Stark with four, cleaned up the tail. Yeah. And Dimonor. They call him the demon, not the diamond. D-E-M-I-N-A-U-R. Dimonor. Good effort, mate.
Andy, see him.
How's that in any shape or form a good effort?
Yeah, it wasn't a good effort.
Well, it is a good effort.
It was a terrible effort.
Because I was about to say, it's a good thing you've got a really nice day job.
Exactly.
That's it.
All right, so listen to the Rush Hour live from the Bridgeway Hotel with Jars and Louie for the final time. 104.7 Triple M. Diesel, minutes away with the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie, live from the Bridgeway Hotel, 104.7 Triple M.
We often encourage on the show, Jars, self-examination. We did it the other day with the plums. Got to check those things.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you are okay. Taking care of your health. Men's health's a big issue for us.
Spot on, Luke.
Also, we're all about self-promotion and self-nomination. Now,
correct.
You've been nominating yourself for a while now. Tell me a little bit more about this story.
Well, I want to share this with you and the family, and I've been sitting on this for about 5 years since I've started working with you, Luke.
Wow.
Jeez. Each year, I nominate myself for the People's Magazine for the Sexiest Man Alive for 2019.
Right.
I bloody got dudded by John Legend. John Legend. Who's he?
Just an international music
honestly,
star.
Honestly, Lou.
Singer, songwriter.
Honestly. I'm serious about this. I take this stuff seriously. Sexiest Man Alive. Sean Connery, tick. Pete Pitt, tick. Mel Gibson, tick.
Did you say pick or Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Bottom lip seized up.
It's okay.
They've all been bang, bang. Yeah. So what about this little lad
Clooney,
from Henley Beach?
George Clooney.
Georgie. So what's the criteria, you ask me?
Yeah, well, I do. What is the criteria?
It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's your eyes.
Yeah.
It's your heart.
Yeah.
It's your personality.
Yeah. I mean,
it's your physique.
You would have won if Murph had been voting. You would have won. You would have been home and hosed because he's just been madly in love with you for 5 years. But he's been that guy that just can't ask you out.
Honestly, Lou, sent me nomination in again.
Yeah.
No reply. No letter saying, oh, look, sorry, you missed out once again. Not at all. Snubbed.
See,
for the last 5 years, Lulu, I've been snubbed.
Tell you what I do. There's a couple of things I need to address.
And I've
here.
Got support from my family.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. They're in your corner.
Adelaide needs a sexy man.
Yeah, they do. They do. Look, I admire your confidence. I really do. And your self-belief. But I don't want to be the one to break it to you. So I'll just ask everyone around now, put your hand in the air.
The family will vote, Lou.
Just put your hand in the air if you think Jars is a 6 out of 10.
Right, come on.
Right.
7 out of 10. Well, I'm hearing fours.
What about a 9 out of 10? Yeah!
Mate.
Cop that, Lou.
It's not an auction. It's not an auction. You don't
honestly.
Go around and the highest bidder doesn't win.
Right? Honestly.
Hey, look,
I bet you my mate Diesel probably got snubbed on this Sexiest Man Alive in Australia.
But he's got you covered.
What, Diesel?
He's got you covered.
Yeah, all right.
See, I reckon you got to, like, as we often say on this show, you got to sort of stay in your lane a bit more.
No. No, I don't like staying in my lane.
So for you, I would have...
I like to cross the lanes.
You could have... We know you do. It's how you drive. You could have gone with potentially
Honestly, best hands in the world. I don't like it, Lou.
Mate, what about... It's flawed. What about Sandra Bullock and Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, like...
You could have gone charisma.
Yeah.
You've got all that stuff. But
anyway.
Mate, the out-and-out good looks department... I'm going to be brutally honest.
Don't go there.
You were down the back of the line with me.
Oh.
All right, and that's not a dig, mate. That's just reality. All right, and you can put as many medals around your neck as you like.
There's a few.
To bling them up.
There's a few, Luke.
But it's still going to just bring it straight back to this little melon, this little bonce.
No,
and it's just not going to cut
stuffed.
It on the national stage.
I've worked hard on my body this year, Lou, and you know that.
No doubt.
I haven't had my teeth capped like Sean Craig Murphy or white and like, you know, I'm natural.
Well,
I'm Mr. Natural, Lou.
Well, why didn't you go into, say, maybe Adelaide's Best Buddha or something like that? You know, Adelaide's Best Garden Gnome. You know, any of that stuff. Mr. Round.
Stop it.
Mr. Happy. Mr. Blue Eyes. Mr. Can't Read. Mr. I Can't Listen.
Pronounce.
Mr. I Can't Speak. My lips seized up.
I'm getting embarrassed, Lou.
Mr. I Feel Sick Now.
These aren't compliments. You know that.
Anyway.
As I said,
I had a crack at it.
Have a go next year when I'm not around.
Diesel coming up soon with Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, your 104.7 Triple M. Triple M, it's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. We're at the Bridgeway Hotel, and that sound you can hear in the background is Diesel, who's ready to play for us in just a few moments.
It certainly is very exciting stuff, Jars. Great to have a man of this talent. Rock icon.
Yeah, isn't he?
He's been outstanding, just warming it up.
Fit.
He's got the sunglasses on.
Yeah, he looks good.
Down here at the Bridgeway, ready to rock
good.
It out. I think we better...
I'll just see what he's going to be up to. G'day, Diesel. Welcome to Adelaide.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you, mate. Geez, you're looking fit.
Thanks, man.
No, you are.
Look, I live a boring life. I, not boring, but I run every day.
It's boring, you know.
No, it's not. I've got to come with you.
I'm addicted to running. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. He's addicted to running, Lou.
You're a pigeon pair.
I feel fit until I stand next to people like George Gregan, and then I don't feel so fit.
Probably stay standing next to Jars, Diesel, and you'll look good.
Son, what are you going to play for our family?
Tip of my tongue.
Tip of my tongue, family. All right.
And so many times, Jars, you've been like that on our show.
Yeah, I have too.
Right on the tip of your tongue.
Good luck. Diesel!
How about that? Diesel, live from the Bridgeway Hotel. It's the Rush Hour. For the final time, Jars and Louis making their way back to the main stage.
Great stuff, Diesel. Great stuff. At the Gov tonight too, and back at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely, doing a show, especially for all those people at the Bridgeway Hotel. And you still got plenty of time to come down here and join us to watch Diesel a little bit.
Now, Lou, just about to wrap us up for the last time, and
just quickly though, Jazz.
Oh yes, Lou.
A man out of time. Dave Warner gone. Davey boy.
He's out.
Oh,
for what, 100?
No, he's still there.
He's still there, Luke.
Oh, he's got his 100 up, 105.
Yeah, well played. And Burns is on 91.
It's pretty apt to do a Jazz on the last final show, isn't it?
Yeah, stay in your lane, love.
Have you got something?
I've got something for you.
I've got something for you.
Yeah, but let me give what I've got for you first up, because it's been a privilege to work with you, and I've loved the 5 years. But I just put something together for you that I want you to take away, because you won't forget. You've made me laugh for 5 years, but I just thought I'd share this with you and the family. The start of the show is a bit of a montage of some of the names and what you've been calling me over the last 5 years, mate.
As I say, good welcome to Mr. Elite himself, Juice. He is looking as good as he's looked in our 5 years on air. I tell you what, he must be getting brought up for fitness. Melbourne Cup-esque, Andrew Juice Newton. Jarman, welcome to Monday, Juice.
Hello, Lulu.
5-2 is present, everybody. Get your hands in the air. He was outstanding last year. The hopes and prayers of a nation sit with a man. Can he rise up again in AFLX of all formats and deliver the goods on the big stage like he's always done? The one, the only, Andrew, 5-2 plus one.
Oh, Lou.
Juice Newton, Jarman, welcome, Juice. Andrew Juice, I'll go anywhere to be on primetime TV. Yeah. Jarman! I'm a wingman. I'm the wingman. He's the centreman. Centreman, all Australian. As we look outside, I welcome a man who excelled in either conditions. Wet or sun, hot or cold, long grass, short grass, indoors, outdoors, you name it, he could do it. One thing I have missed is the great man, the Juice. I welcome the great one and only. This man bring a smile to my face when I walked in today. He did his best work, it just so happens, on a weekend, normally around 2:10 on a Saturday. Man, he's got more power than a drag car. Drag car. The one and only Andrew Juice, the quarter mile Newton. Welcome, Juice. Let's get to a man who's got a massive trophy cabinet. G'day, 5-2. Actually, 5-2 plus one. Johnny Cash, dressed in black. Boy, you're looking good, Juice.
Thanks, Lou.
Surely on the cusp of getting an invite to the Australian Football Hall of Fame. The one and only Juice Newton. Welcome, Juice. Man that wins all the time, and I'm winning just sitting next to him. I look across his desk, and I pinch myself every single day. I'm looking at one of the greats, the one and only Andrew Juice. Third brick, Jarman. A man that is just putting health and well-being ahead of everything else. He's turned up again, the great one. Black lung, you name it. He's got a specie under threat, the one and only Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. And a man who's a classic and will go down as one. Tell you what, if I could put him in a box and collect him, I would. The one, the only Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Welcome to Monday, Juice. This man ain't injured. He ain't heavy. He's my brother, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Lou. I'm in.
Oh, there it is.
There you go, buddy.
Tell you what, I would have enjoyed that had I been able to hear it.
Well done, mate.
Sam Einstein decided to turn us off and only caught the start and the finish.
But I'll cherish those moments, Lulu. Fantastic.
Oh, look, for a fee, I can ring you up every morning. Don't worry, every day around 3 o'clock. Just out on your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only The Gift, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman.
Oh, good on you, mate.
No, it's been good. I don't think I'm going to need 4.5 minutes. So it's been a real pleasure working with you, mate. The relationship's really grown.
Yeah.
Fair to say we didn't like each other a lot back in the day.
Oh, well, you know.
We're both misunderstood.
Yeah, I think we were. Yeah. I think we were. But we've grown on each other, and I've had a ball, mate. Absolute ball.
No, and I think more to our audience who've been able to come along for the ride. Yeah. And
stuff without the family, mate.
Just be a part of it. Look, we had a great Twitter family until we stopped talking to them. Then, you know, we moved ourselves, ourselves hard to find, like we were some kind of fugitive there for a while. You know, you had to switch, you had to get digital, you had to go all, you know.
We've been through the ringer and back.
I mean, you had to go from 3 to 6 and then all that sort of stuff. But
we survived.
And you jokingly say it, and I say this to you, you're morphing into KG. Yeah. And that's true, but the one KGism that you do bring along is it's a privilege, and it has been.
Yeah.
It's been really good fun. To get paid for it's just a real bonus. So
well done, mate.
Each and every minute, got to know your family. The catch is I've still never been to his house.
Sorry, it's coming, Luke.
I've never been. I've been out the front, texting. I've been down in Unley. I asked for permission to come in every single time. Can I come into the precinct of Jarman?
Come on in.
Any
time.
And then I get out the front of the house and I wave and I text and no one ever comes out. The only time he comes here is when they try and put up two-hour parking meters. It's the only time you've been out of your house.
Come
and
over any time. The door's always open, mate.
But
I really enjoyed it, mate.
For me, if you come over to the east, please call.
Mate, I've got a gift for you, buddy.
Oh, a gift.
All right, I want you to open it in front of the family, and we've got a bit of a card as well for you.
I feel bad I didn't get you a gift.
No, that's all right. But it's important that you open the gift, and just from everyone here at Triple M.
I mean, how's the irony? A gift from the gift.
Now, you've always wanted this, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I bet, yeah. Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Oh, well.
There you go, my friend.
What is it? For those who can't
Ladies
see
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a tool belt.
It's a tool belt.
Oh!
I'm going to wear it with pride.
He's got a round of applause for Louis in the tool belt.
Is that your new nickname?
I'm just going to...
Look at it, buddy.
Just give me a moment.
That's a duck's nuts, too.
I'm going to need to smell it.
He's smelling it. There you go, mate. Oh, wear it with pride.
Tell you
honestly,
what.
Get those tools in there and singlet on and... Enjoy, mate, but well done. Well played.
Get on your socials tonight. That'll get posted. I can tell you right now.
Date night tonight.
Friday night is date night. Yesterday was salon hair. The stars are aligning.
It's gone back to back.
And now I've got a tool belt.
Wear it tonight.
Oh, I'm going to wear it with pride.
Well done,
I might even send you those photos.
And we'd like to thank all our staff, too, that have been with us on the journey. Yeah, Shawnee Craig.
Oh, jeez, we ripped
Sammy.
We sacked a few along the way. The last,
Black.
Yeah, the last lot we haven't been able to get rid of.
We have about 11 program directors, haven't we? Producers.
Yeah, a few have gone by the wayside until they told us to stop. No, to Jared, to Flacker, Joshy, all of our staff, Tomato, Vin. Murph.
Yeah, we love Murph.
Just all I need from you for this year at the Christmas party is to fall over down by the torrents. get your jacket dirty. Yeah. Get your glasses lost. Stain your veneers.
Yeah, all right. Look after yourself, mate. All right.
It'll be on social media, whatever happens, okay?
That's all right.
Well played.
Yeah, no, good work. I'll see you about somewhere.
We will. Right. We will.
There's a lunch. There's a lunch coming up, and all I ask of the boss is one more favour, and that's just leave the card. Just leave it there for us, and then you know I'll return it in three or four days. Because you know what Jars is like. He likes to go for 3 days.
Big round of applause for Louis and the rush hour. Woo! Thank you.
And what about for the Juice, the King of Adelaide, mate?
Thank
well done.
Thank you very much,
Good
mate.
Luck in the future, mate.
No, well done.
Murph, earn your money because we're done.
Still got 36 seconds left.
No, we're
out. I'm done.
Leave them wanting more.
All right, okay.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis for the Bridgeway Hotel with a huge 7-metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.